In the city's first snowfall of the year, thousands of people held umbrellas and huddled for warmth as they waited to attend the wake. Among the first to go inside, Congressman Joe Kennedy.
Reading about the stories and hearing them over the course of the past couple days of how many people he touched personally, he was a man dedicated to people. And you can see in a rainy Sunday morning how many people are here to pay their respects. It's a pretty extraordinary testament to who he was.
Menino was a force in City Hall, often called stubborn. City Councilor Matt O'Malley says no one can argue that Menino was not effective.
I was 13 when he was first elected. I saw firsthand how much better the city got for the last 4 years when I've been on the council. I've worked with him, and he was an inspiration, an incredible leader, and it's a very sad day in this city.
Even those who haven't worked with Menino in years drove through rain and snow to attend the wake. Matt Amarello, former chairman of the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority during the Big Dig, expressed only fond memories of Menino.
He was a tough guy sometimes, and he didn't mind sharing you with what he thought. And there were many times he would pick up the phone and I would hear something that would make a lot of people blush. But at the end, it was always in the best interest of the community and the city, and you can't argue with that. And as I said, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish this project in this city if you didn't have Tom Menino and his crew in charge.
Inside, the moving scene included Menino's family and a rotating honor guard of former staff members and city employees. Another historic event in Faneuil Hall. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.